Pepper, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
Foul on Trey Townsend is his fourth. John Tanjay at the line shooting two, and he misses the first. His first miss at the line after making his first 15. Career high 33 points. John Tanjay, second free throw on the way, and that's good. 87-77, Wisconsin, 7:05 to play. Jaden Bradley against Jack Janicki. And a pass knocked away by Klesman. Max runs it down, drives to the rim, up, no, Janicki crashing, no, it goes out of bounds. They're going to get a foul called here, it looks like, on Caleb Love, and they will. Oh, how about Max Klesman with those quick hands jabbing at it and coming up with the steal. And then Janicki following gets fouled.
What that does is send him to the line now for a double bonus, I believe.
Yep, that's number 10.
10.
And for Caleb Love, his fourth.
I'm telling you, he's just looked out of sorts. And it's because of what Wisconsin has done defensively.
Janicki missed the first free throw. Jack with 8 points in this game, a 6'5 redshirt freshman. Giving his team quality minutes here tonight. Second free throw for the left-hander is good. 88-77, Wisconsin with 6:55 to play. Jaden Bradley to the front court. Here's to Tobey Awaka. Right of the circle, feeds Love. Good look at a three, left of the circle, in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, it's loose. Dive into the floor, it's Klesman. Throws to Janicki, he'll feed Tanjay. Down the lane, Euro step, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Oh, what hustle yet again from this Wisconsin Badgers outfit.
Great, great job by that defensive unit. 50-50 ball. And again, I don't know how that three doesn't go down.
No
that
idea.
Being said, it doesn't. Now, all of a sudden, you got three guys on the floor, and it results in John getting the ball, getting the free throw line yet again. That's what this program has been built on, is plays like that.
That was on Jaden Bradley as Tanjay hits the first free throw. 89-77, Wisconsin with 6:36 remaining. Second free throw coming up for John Tanjay, who's been living there tonight. And that will roll in. Shooter's bounce, 90-77, Wisconsin. 6:35 left in the game. They come to their feet at the sold-out Kohl Center. Jaden Bradley, right-hand toss to Lewis. Lewis, baseline right, pushed it up. No, but a foul. They're going to get Tanjay, I believe. They're working on him now as John's picked up three of them in fairly short order. That's just smart basketball from Arizona. And KJ Lewis.
And he did turn his shoulders a little bit, but there's not a lot you can do there. You got to try to go chest to chest and not turn those shoulders through the contact, which I don't know if that's physically possible. That being said, that's how the front body works, but you got to try to not turn those shoulders when someone runs right into you.
First free throw is good for Lewis. 90-78, Wisconsin with a ton of time left. 6:27 remaining. Second free throw coming up with a 6'4 sophomore. It is airborne, and it's no good. Too long. Blackwell secures the rebound for Wisconsin. 90-78, the Badgers. 6:20 remaining. Blackwell on the right side. Tobey Awaka defending. Blackwell takes him on, works it in the lane, and gets it out of there to Klesman. Max against Awaka. A little retreat. Shot clock is at 10. Klesman left-hand dribble. Trying to go against the big. Ball's knocked away by Bryant, and a foul is called on Carter Bryant. I was getting a little nervous that Max was dribbling into a hot mess there, but he's able to draw the foul. Yet Bryant and Awaka, they get it on Awaka. That's his second, and that'll send Klesman to the line for two shots. Wisconsin tonight is 32 of 38 at the free throw line. Arizona, 20 of 32. Wildcats have four more made buckets than Wisconsin. First free throw for Klesman is good.
That's one of those possessions that will be a teaching moment, and it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah,
right.
The best kind.
The best kind. Yep. There's way too much dribbling. Gets bailed out with the foul.
Second but still, free throw. Yeah. Yep. Great guard, just like Bo Ryan. Max, why would you do that?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Max said, because I got fouled and I made two free throws.
Uh-huh.
92-78, Wisconsin, 6 minutes to play. Lewis off the wing, in the lane, and a whistle before the shot. A foul is called. Lewis doing a good job working off that screen, side of wing screen from Awaka. I think they get Stevie in there. And that's three on Steven Crowell. You're blinking a lot. You're not too sure about that either.
both teams are doing a good job of attacking the paint.
Yes.
And they're forcing the issue. And then that's now all of a sudden you've kind of got that created.
His free throw, Lewis, is good. 92-79, Wisconsin.
Caleb Love is blood on the elbow.
Yep. Athletic trainer over there working on Caleb Love. So a little free timeout. Both Tommy Lloyd and Greg Gard. We have 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play. 92-79. Wisconsin leading Arizona. Can you imagine the eyes popping across the country when they see this score? Wisconsin. But, you know, Tracy Webster's in the house.
Yeah.
And they were doing this kind of thing with Tracy, Michael Finley. They were doing this back in the day. Just, that was a minute ago, but.
It was a minute ago. But as far as the amount of points they're putting up, the way they're going about it,
yep.
I mean, this group could score. We've said that.
Mm-hmm. Second free throw is good for K.J. Lewis. 92-80, Wisconsin. 5:58 to play. Arizona backs off on the press. They go extended in the half court, looking for a trap on Blackwell. Gets it to Max. Back to John. Finds Tanjay off the right elbow. Kicks it back to Blackwell. Flips to Klesmet. Left side three on the way is short, no good. Rebound, Carter Bryant of Arizona. Up the floor quickly is K.J. Lewis. Blows down the lane, pushed it up. Too strong left hand. Awaka, the offensive rebound. Back up, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Man, all kinds of contact there. Go to Arizona.
And Tommy Lloyd, I'm surprised he didn't get a technical there because he ran down. But you're right. Like I know Badger fans don't want to hear me say it, but there was a bunch of contact. That should have been a foul.
5:30 remaining. 92-80. Wisconsin leads Arizona. 2:20 on the shot clock for the Wildcats. Jaden Bradley against Jack Janicki. Bradley. Left-hand dribble, left of the lane. Backing on Janicki. Turns, throws it up. Missed, but a foul on Janicki. That'll be his third.
We might be here till 11 tonight. Uh-huh. I know at the start this thing, I said by 10 o'clock, we're going to know what this team is about. I'm going to change my comment. By 11 o'clock tonight, we're going to know what this team is made of.
Yeah, games at college are usually over by now. Jaden Bradley back at the foul line where he is 5 of 11 tonight. He has 20 points. He has played well. Shot just two free throws in the first two games for Arizona. Knocks down the first here. Mentioned his free throw fest. John Tanjay, 18 of 19 at the foul line. If you're wondering, that's an individual program record at Wisconsin. The 18 made free throws for John. Second free throw for Bradley after making the first, and he is good with the second. Arizona's within 10.
And offensively, Wisconsin's not a team that has to get the ball to somebody, but John Tanjay needs to see the ball this week.
They wanted to get back particularly bad given that they didn't get there last year.
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, Bill Young, he was talking about, you know, it's kind of a tradition, and, you know, they want to be back there. I spoke with Mitchell and defensive lineman Nico Rogers Jr. They both talked about how big it was. You know, they're playing to win the gold ball and bring home the state championship. Rogers in particular, he talked about he's a junior this year. They made it his freshman year, but he wasn't really in the game that much. Didn't make it last year, and now he's really excited to have the chance to be on the field and make an impact with this group of seniors that he's going to be helping out.
Very good. Thanks, Michael. Michael Grinnell making his debut on Football Friday Night, and a great debut it was from the Waukesha Freeman. Catholic Memorial wins over Wisconsin Lutheran 31-14. They'll meet up with Green Bay Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's going to be an epic showdown between the Crusaders and the Tritons. Of course, Green Bay Notre Dame will come into that game undefeated after winning the FRCC South, but Catholic Memorial battle-tested. Some of the best players in Waukesha County head to Catholic Memorial, and they are headed back to Madison.
All right, we're coming right back after this quick timeout. For Dan Pfeiffer, Chuck Freeman, you're listening to Football Friday Night.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Eden Finucane from Mauston High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Eden is a three-sport athlete and takes part in band and flag squad. She's active in 4-H and FFA and enjoys growing her skills in public speaking. She's part of a family farming operation and talked about what agriculture means to her.
It's a family tradition. My family's been farming since the 1950s, and I've sort of grown up learning how to show and care for my dairy animals.
Eden would like to go into nursing after high school, but she said it's also important to her to be a part of that family farming tradition.
Grandma owns the farm right now, and it's probably going to be passed on to my mom and my aunts, and from there I'd like to have some part in ownership in the farm maybe. I want to stay connected with the farm and help out on it when I get older.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Grow your business regulation compliant and efficiently. Insource the benefits companies. Connect and simplify.com.
Grow your business. Hire iNet for increased new business with Creative Genius inspired web, radio, design, all marketing. CreativeGeniusMarketing.com.
Divergent Family Law will work with both parties of a divorce to an agreed-upon final assignment of assets and custody. Prefer or have no choice but fight for every and any advantage through divorce? Divergent's attorneys do that too. Divergent Family Law, separate and equal, or better. DivergentFamilyLaw.com.
Oh no, my phone!
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Four winter hits.
Well, that's the whole point.
That's what I'm saying.
Then it's great.
Laura, Seth, I need a moment with Merle, please.
Schedule your furnace beyond a vacation today at callcapitalcares.com.
I get no time.
Football Friday night. About a half hour, we'll go through the scoreboard. Travis Wilson will join us at 10:30. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. This is Football Friday night. We're going around the state semifinals tonight. Let's go out to Oconomowoc. Belleville, the eighth seed, and no eighth seed has ever made it to the state finals. facing Lomira. Lomira, part of the tri-champions of the Flyweight Conference. Belleville, would they make it to state? Nope. Lomira got in their way. Lomira has never made it this far in the playoffs, and Lomira going to the state finals for the first time ever. Can you believe it? 36-0 over Belleville. Sean Kaiser made the trip down from KFIZ Radio in Fond du Lac, our great affiliate there. Sean, tell us about this one. A little slow start for Lomira, but they eventually got things going after a 15-0 halftime lead.
Yeah, it turned out to be an absolute blowout winner for Lomira. It took some time to get there, though. As you said, 15-0, a little bit sluggish. Both teams kind of feeling each other out, but overall a dominant performance on defense for Lomira, holding Belleville to about 100 yards total. Belleville never even getting into the red zone at any point in this football game. Coach Brian Gregory for Lomira said going into this one, if they were going to win, it was going to be by dominating on defense, dominating with the running game, and dominating the time of possession. We'll check all three boxes, and it's all leading to Lomira making their first ever trip to the state championship game coming up at Division VI. What a win for Lomira.
Terrific call tonight. SK was listening to third quarter KFIZ tonight. I'm going to drive in tonight after I went there for the first half as he called Lomira's 36-0 win over Belleville. As Lomira, I'm telling you, this is huge for that community. Several years, they've gone through so many different coaches over the years, and to get this done tonight is huge.
That's the big thing I'm looking at. I'm going back through the history here, and you have to go back as far back as I'm searching into the 90s to see Lomira even get past level two.
Yeah.
You know, this is a huge leap for this program this year. And, you know, say what you will, Belleville, great story coming in as an 8 seed. But they eventually were just going to run out of gas. But, hey, the Lions are going up against a Grantsburg team that, you know, is a name that we've been talking about throughout the year. They're going to be a good team as well. But, you know, that Lomira team, a lot of people were thinking they were going to be in Division 5. They were actually ranked number 7th in Division 5 in the final Wisports.net poll. They end up falling in Division 6. They make their way to Madison now, and yeah, it's a big deal for your community there, Chuck, with the Lomira Lions making it all the way there, and I'm sure they will have a large contingent at Camp Randall on Thursday morning.
They had a huge contingent out in Oconomowoc tonight. A lot of media out there, too. A lot of media on the sidelines for this one. It was a 2-0 game deep into the second quarter, and you're thinking, and I turned to another media member, Jordan King from the Flyway Focus, and I said, Jordan, has there ever been a playoff game decided by a 2-0 game? And Lomira went on to score 34 more points and blew out Belleville, but a great run for Belleville. 8th seed to get to the state semifinals. Hats off to them.
Yeah, I mean, they won 3 games. Keep in mind, they were 4-6 coming into the postseason, and they had to win 3 games to get to level 4, as everybody does who gets to level 4, but it just didn't work out for them. They were 4-3 in the SWAL. All credit to Belleville for making the run here, but it's the Lions and the Pirates in the D6 state championship game.
Let's get to Division 1. Division 1, classic 8 conference rivals, Muskego, trying to become the first team to finish under 500 in conference play and get to the state title game. Maguanago won the earlier season matchup between these two, and Muskego is going to be that team to go to state. Muskego 16-14 over Maguanago. Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports was in West Dallas for the call of this one tonight. Muskego just keeps this. This is kind of they've had a terrific playoff history, obviously, but this was kind of unexpected for them this year.
Yeah, this was definitely classic game football for sure, I'll tell you that. But, boy, we started out with a bang. Maguanago ran back to opening kickoff, and then Muskego responded. But then Maguanago started to struggle a little bit. Muskego went up 13-7, missed an extra point. Then they kicked the field goal with 16-7. But Maguanago was in desperation. Head coach Mike Ganavak, he had fourth down. He channeled it. Dan Campbell, Detroit Lions head coach. He faked a punt, and it worked. Maguanago at the end would go down and score a touchdown, but it ended up not mattering as Muskego was on to win 16-14. Yeah, but Muskego 4 losses and they get to the state championship. That's quite a run for that team.
Unreal. Matthew, thank you all season long for coming on. Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports. Dan Muskego, how about it?
So I was at this game, too. I was actually up in the press box helping out a little bit with the folks at West Dallas Central. And let me tell you something. This was a heavyweight fight, just like what you're going to see tonight with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. 96-yard kick return to open the game. That puts McGuanago up 7-0, but Muskego answers right back. Just under 2 minutes later, or just over 2 minutes later, I should say, Jackson Nemec, 18-yard touchdown run. Muskego did go up 13-7. Also credit to, hey, they hit a 35-yard field goal that made a big difference in this one to end up 6-play, 47-yard drive in the third quarter. That gave them that 16-7 lead. You had the fake punt. You had an interception late. You had a late fumble that was recovered by McGuanago. McGuanago throws an interception late in the game. And Muskego, you know, two guys go over 100 yards. Jack Labish, 103. Jackson Nemec hits the 100 mark on the dot. And Muskego, they got healthy, and they're good.
All right, let's get the division. Three, still find it incredible that there was a five-way tie for the Mississippi Valley Conference Championship. I mean, what's the probability of that? My Our Father's Lutheran grade school math is not good enough to figure that one out.
That's what happens when you have those crossover games, though.
Jeez.
Especially when one conference is much better than the other.
But still, a five-way tie for first place? La Crosse, Logan, they got that 2,000-yard rusher, Bradley Check, Green Bay, Notre Dame, just an unbeaten perennial power. Notre Dame wins at 41-21 over La Crosse, Logan, as Logan's story kind of ends tonight at Wisconsin Rapids of Lincoln, where Aaron Morse from ESPN Radio and La Crosse was on hand. Dominating win, it sounds like, for Notre Dame, at least on paper. Was it, as you watched it?
Well, it wasn't as much until late in that third quarter, maybe to the middle of the third quarter. It was 21-14 at one point, and it was 28-21 as well after a Bradley Check one-yard run, his third of the night. It gives him 36 touchdowns on the season. But it was a Notre Dame rushing attack, go figure, with Christian Collins. He didn't get the 40 attempts as he did the last two playoff games, but 37 yards or 37 carries tonight for 340 yards and five touchdowns. The first three Triton drives of the second half were all Christian Collins, all runs, 70, 71, and 71-yard drives. So he dominated the second half. Logan tried to hang around. They forced a turnover late in that fourth quarter, but really stopped twice in the red zone is the difference. So these two rushing attacks were on display again. Bradley Check finishes his final game of the year with 26 carries for 144 and three touchdowns as well. So it was the Bradley Check versus Christian Collins show, as we expected, and Notre Dame with that ferocious offensive line and tight end James Flanagan comes through with the 20-point win.
All right, safe travels back. Aaron Morse, and thanks for joining us for first year. Did a great job on Football Friday. Aaron Morse from ESPN Radio and La Crosse called Green Bay Notre Dame's 41-21 win over La Crosse. Logan.
Notre Dame will go to Madison unbeaten. There are a lot of unbeaten teams that are heading to the state championships. Only Division I and Division VI do not feature undefeated teams in the state championship game.
Division VII, number one ranked Potosi Cassville, has beaten three Division VII top 10 teams before tonight, facing Kenosha St. Joe's. St. Joe's just loaded with all sorts of athletic talent on both sides of the football. But it was Potosi Cassville winning 26-15 over St. Joe's. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio called this one from Madison Memorial. Tell us about Potosi going to state, Steve.
Well, let's see. They got two touchdowns from River Sar. They got a touchdown from Joe Haas on the ground. Dawson Weber, after a punt that went 2 yards in the wrong direction, Dawson Weber got a touchdown pass to Connor Spitzak. And one of those touchdowns also was right after a fumble. And the Chieftains really kind of kept Kenosha St. Joseph farther away far enough, basically. They had a 12-0 lead at the half, and they never got closer than the two scores. And so Potosi Cassville, as a co-op program, they've made the playoffs every year, but this is their first trip to state. And they get Edgar, which, of course, won 7 last year, and they're trying for a repeat. But this gives me now like 5 days to figure out where to park at Camp Randall for this game.
Yeah, you and me both. Dan, it's always a hassle. Hey, Steve, thanks for all year long. We'll see you coming up next week at Camp Randall.
All right.
And thanks for coming on all season long. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio. Potosi Cassville moving on to Division 7, defeating Kenosha St. Joe's 26-15.
Go to the houses a little bit west of Camp Randall Stadium there. Park in one of those houses. Yeah, exactly. It always seems like me and Mickey Leach of Fox 6 end up in the same little parking area over in that section. Yeah, Potosi has been there once. Cassville has been there four times, but this is the first time they're going as a co-op program. Congratulations to them, but they do get much of a challenge when it comes to Edgar and the Wildcats. That's going to be a great D7 championship game.
Division 1, D.C. Everest, Wisconsin Valley Conference champs. They were a seventh seed. They beat top seed at Wanakee last week, facing Bayport, coming off a huge program win over defending state champ Milwaukee Marquette last week. This game on the campus of UW Oshkosh. And Chris Learman from Bayport Radio, I'm happy for him. Not only for Bayport, but happy for him because he's called many games where he's gone deep into the postseason. He's been a great contributor, but now he's going to state. Bayport 34-27 over D.C. Everest. Chris, personally, this has got to feel good for you as the broadcaster to finally break the door down, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you get level 4 and 22. We were able to get there in 19, but it's fun. Camp Randall next week.
Well, tell us about this win over D.C. Everest.
Well, it looked like Bayport at times was going to run away and hide. They go up 14-0 with the football, end up having to punt it away. But the football game is offense, defense, and special teams. Bayport has a punt block, scoop, and score on the return for a touchdown that gave D.C. Everest their first touchdown. Bayport was up two scores going into the third quarter, and you expect, hey, D.C. Everest has to kick down two touchdowns, watch the onside. Well, they recover an onside, going down and kick a field goal. Bayport's up 34-10 going into the fourth quarter, and D.C. Everest scores, kicks an onside, recovers an onside, and they get it to a 34-16 game, get another touchdown, get a field goal in there. Also, it's a one-score game. Bayport is able to recover an onside finally and be able to run out the clock and win 34-27 your final.
How about that? We'll see you next week in Madison. Chris Learman from Bayport Radio. Bayport wins 34-27 over D.C. Everest.
We did say in Division 1 that there was a ton of parity this year, and guess what? You've got a 2 and a 4 going up against each other. How many of us thought it was going to be some combination of Marquette and Franklin, if not Wanakee or Verona, maybe even Oconomowoc feeling slighted as a 6? Nope, it's Muskego, who lost 4 games in the Classic 8, but showed just how good the Classic 8 is going up against Bayport coming out of the FRCC North, and we'll see exactly who comes away as state champions.
We have one more game to get to. Travis Wilson from Wisports.net will join us as well. We got one more update, and that's Grantsburg and Bondiwell in Division 6. We'll talk to Brad Williams coming up here right after the commercial break. And Travis Wilson will have a complete scoreboard as well. We'll set the stage for Madison coming up next Thursday and Friday. And it'll be really fun. Looking forward to doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, you're going to be there for Lomira. I'm going to be there on Friday. I take in all of the games, D3, 2, and 1 for them.
You and I will miss each other. You and I will
miss you all the time, Chuck, when it's not Friday.
I can't even get you to return a text from me in the morning. I text you all the time, and
I have a day job, Chuck.
You ghost me all the time. We're coming right back. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer on Football Friday Night.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Hand from Sheboygan Falls High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke is a three-sport athlete and throw in a spot on his school's trap shooting team as well. He looks to build his leadership skills every chance he gets, and he's grown up on a family farm, and agriculture is very important in his life.
Agriculture is more than just growing crops and driving tractors for me. Agriculture is a lifestyle. I grew up all around it. It's a chance to just make the world a better place.
Hand said FFA has sparked his interest in farming even further, and he wants to pursue a degree in agricultural engineering. His goal is to land a job as a technician at John Deere.
Since I was really young, that's always been my dream, to be able to work on tractors and help out the farmers to repair their equipment as quickly and most efficiently as possible.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
So you woke up with joint pain again, huh? Hurts to do most routine activities. Have they told you it's time for a knee or hip replacement? Ugh, I talk to a lot of guys. Don't do that. Hi, it's Gregory John. You deserve a life of comfort and ease. And please know, repeated steroid shots cause long-term damage to your body. It's time to check out QC Kinetics, where they'll take you through proper diagnostics to see if you're a good candidate for their non-surgical regenerative treatments. These are the nation's leader in regenerative cellular treatments for joint pain, led by Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf. He's a pioneer in this technology and gives people like you an option other than surgery. It's an all-natural approach that harnesses your body's own healing properties to treat the root cause of your arthritic pain. Learn about all of your options at QC Kinetics. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available now. Call for a free consultation, 414-285-3474. It's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Season here on Football Friday Night, powered by Wisports.net. Tonight's show brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers are at heart. My name is Chuck Freeman. It's Dan Pfeiffer. Just rolling along here on this final show, man. We started way back in mid-August when it was about 85 degrees outside. It was still light outside by the time we got in the studio.
And you were right, Chuck. We had good weather the entire season. It was cool tonight around the state of Wisconsin. Maybe a little bit of drizzle here and there. But I'll tell you what, there was not really a week where we could say that weather had a big impact on games anywhere in the state.
No. And tonight, even though it was cool outside, no winds. Light winds, if anything, at least in southern Wisconsin.
I actually checked the weather right at the start of the Muskego-Maguanago game. It literally said 0 mile per hour winds.
Yeah.
Didn't affect the game at all.
Probably temperatures in the mid-40s or so.
Then again, they only threw the ball like six times in the game, so that's how it works.
But still, running the ball and all that, you don't want it 95 degrees. You don't mind it a little cool. These coaches practicing out in this weather this week, I mean, they're practicing under lights. Like, Lamira practiced under lights this week because it's daylight savings time. You're getting the darkness is rolling in quicker. All right, we'll get to Travis Wilson here in just a second. Let's get to Brad Williams, first of all. He was at the Division VI state semifinal. Special run for Bondwell as of late, but there came to an end. The champions of the Packerland Conference face Grantsburg. Grantsburg has been so close so many years getting the states, and Grantsburg finally does get the state, 34-29 over Bondwell. Brad Williams from the franchise, Sports Radio 96.5, called this one. Tell us how what you saw in this Grantsburg team, and how did they win the game tonight?
Well, they did what they did all season, and they ran the ball with one of the state's leading rushers. Ian Berkman had over 300 yards rushing, a couple of scores to give them the victory. You mentioned they've been knocking on the door. This was their fifth Level 4 appearance, first time qualifying for state. Bondwell in their second Level 4 appearance, they also never qualified, so they knew that one of these teams was going to get over that hump. And Grantsburg jumped out to a 27-7 lead on Bondwell thanks to a lot of the running that they did. But Bondwell didn't quit. They got it back. They made it close. And it came all the way down to an onside kick recovery after they scored a late touchdown. They tried to get the ball back one last time, but just couldn't do it. But Bondwell did what they did best. They ran the ball. They passed the ball. They had some big explosive plays. Just a little too much Ian Berkman tonight, that over 300-yard game was the difference maker. Although Bondwell as a team, their five guys equaled about 300 yards rushing. So it took five Bears to equal one Berkman. But in the end, Grantsburg gets the victory and celebrating their first ever trip to state.
Yeah, you mentioned Ian Berkman came into the night with 1,635 yards on the season, and Brock Matheny, also the field general for the Grantsburg Pirates, came in with over 1,500 yards passing. Tell us a little bit about both of these guys and what we should expect to see from them when they go up against Lamira, because I'll tell you, it's just weird to me to hear that Grantsburg hasn't been to state. Anyone who knows that program knows how good they've been consistently. What's the special piece that got these guys, or that had these guys, get Grantsburg finally over the hump?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with Berkman and just his explosiveness. And then you look at how they've been scoring. Their first halves have been just high scoring. They jump out on teams early. They punch them in the mouth. Had they not done that and scored as often as they did in the first half, Bondwell would have had the confidence. They would have stuck back in the game. But they took a three-score lead in that game, and just I think early scoring is really the difference with them. And as you said, the Matheny-Berkman combo, they can pass the ball. They can definitely run the ball. And so if you see that same thing again next week, early scoring and a nice balanced attack, I think Grantsburg not only might be able to make their first trip to state, but might be able to bring back their first ever gold ball.
Not if Lamira has anything to say about that.
Because
I live in Lamira. Hey, Brad, thanks.
I don't blame you. Got to root for the home guys, right?
Yep. Hey, Brad, good stuff all season. Thank you. Brad Williams from the franchise, Sports Radio 96.5.
I empathize with all of these schools that have struggled to get over the hump because my Brookfield Central Lancers have been to state five times, have yet to win a gold.
You hit the bingo spot, Brookfield Central.
There you go.
There you go. You got that spot filled in already. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. He was in Bedford tonight. Baldwin-Woodville, the Blackhawks taking on Winneconne, the Wolves, and a win, 40-16. Baldwin-Woodville wins this. They were the middle border champs. Winneconne, the Bay Conference champion. Only the second time Winneconne has made it to the semis. Baldwin-Woodville, I was watching a little tape of them this week on YouTube. Really good team. Travis, appreciate it as always for coming on. Tell us about this dominating performance by Baldwin-Woodville. At least the score seems that way.
Yeah, they jumped out early. They had 22 points before Winnick County had 20 yards. It was Gavin Sell doing a lot of the early lifting. Tatum Holdorf had a nice game as well, but it seemed like it was going to be a runaway victory for Baldwin Woodville. Again, they went up 22-0 very early in this one. But credit to Winnick County. They stayed the course and ended up coming back and making a game of it. The quarterback, Brody Schaefer, is just a junior, but a really athletic kid. Caused all kinds of problems for the Blackhawks, running, scrambling around out of the backfield, and got him back into it. And in fact, was only 2 yards away from making it a one-score game at halftime. Second half, though, Baldwin Woodville kind of got back in its groove and intercepted Winnick County a couple times when Winnick County was down and trying to make something happen. And Baldwin Woodville was able to close it out. Dayton Holdorf had a big second half. Gavin Sell, the outstanding two-way multidimensional star for Baldwin Woodville, got a little shaken up right at the end of the first half. And they didn't really utilize him as much in the second half. They turned to Holdorf, came in with a big production of his own, and he was able to help salt things away. So a nice win for Baldwin Woodville to get back to state for the first time in, I think it's 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, and you know, I think Division Four is very emblematic of what we're seeing across the board in that you have Baldwin Woodville, a team that has not been there recently. They haven't been there since 1994, but they're going up against Racine St. Catharines, which was the state champion in 2018. And at least from what I'm seeing, Travis, I feel like there's a good mix this year of some fresh blood and some traditional powers. You look at Division Three, we've joked about it being a WISA championship with Notre Dame going up against Catholic Memorial. Division One, you've got Muskego, who's very familiar with being there, even though they're a surprise, going up against a Bayport team that finally gets over the top and gets there. It seems to me like it's balancing out between those teams that we're used to seeing there and some new teams that are getting to go there for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, it is a nice mix. I mean, we got some chaos in Division One, but ultimately, I think you would categorize a couple blue bloods that are going to be squaring off in D1. Including Muskego being the first team with a losing conference record to ever make it to the state championship game. But then, as you said, some other teams either that haven't been there or haven't been there in a while in the rest of the divisions, and really like to see that. Like to see some teams rise up, some teams cycle through. Ultimately, a lot of these teams have been there, but it's been a while. Dosey Castle, it's been 8 or 10 years since they've been there. Racine St. Catharines, they won it all in, 15 or 16, something like that, 17 maybe. But a nice mix of new faces and some of those established powers.
Bayport just breaking the door down tonight. They've been close for so many times. We were just talking to Chris Learman from Bayport Radio. And Bayport just getting the job done tonight over that D.C. Everest team that was playing so well late this season, coming off the win last week over Wanakee.
Yeah, and you guys maybe could look it up here quick, but Bayport was in the state championship game just a few years ago, and I can't remember if they played Muskego that year. That was one of the years that Muskego, when they had won 3 championships in a row or whatever it was. Bayport has been there. They had a great team that year. Isaiah Gash was a all-state running back, actually the player of the year in the state of Wisconsin that year. Great team, but I don't know that this team... Certainly, of all the Bayport teams we've seen over the years, I don't think this is one that we would have penciled in as getting to Madison. But they have found a way here in the second part of the season. I mean, they lost in Week 9, and now they've won 4 in a row to get to the state tournament.
It couldn't have been in the last 5 years. The last 5 years, I know Bayport hasn't made the state.
2019, Muskego did beat Bayport 21-10.
Okay, the year before we started doing the show.
Correct.
Okay.
Real quick, Travis, of the 7 matchups that you're seeing in 11-man, and of course we've got the 8-man tomorrow, is there one that stands out at you that you're really excited to watch?
I'd go Division 3 with Notre Dame Catholic Memorial. I watched Notre Dame in person last week. We played against Catholic Memorial a couple weeks ago. In Division 7 as well, Edgar and Potosi Castle, two really dominating teams that I'm really looking forward to that one. But Division 6 to me is the wild card. I don't know if anybody picked either of those teams to get there, but it should be fun regardless. 7 great games over 2 days. Really looking forward to it.
Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. He was at the Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. Baldwin Woodville over Winnick County 40-16 in Medford. Travis, is it a hot chocolate or a chocolate milk on a drive home tonight? Quick trip.
I haven't had a chance to stop yet, but I'm going to need to. I'm actually staying at a hotel in Stevens Point tonight, but I'm going to have to get somewhere here soon.
There we go. All right, man. Thanks for coming on all year. We'll see you at State next week. Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. This is Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer. We'll have a scoreboard update coming up next here on Football Friday Night.
Honey, you're dusting again?
I can't keep up. It's crazy.
I don't want you to have to do that.
I hate it so much.
We need to call Capital.
What do they do?
They clean your ducts with high-powered trucks.
That cuts the dust?
Cuts the dust.
Because our air is only going to get worse.
Now that our windows are closed for the season, yeah.
And the holidays are coming.
We don't want everybody sneezing all over the place. I'll call them.
Already got it.
Oh.
Yeah, Capital, please save us.
Our duct cleaning technicians are standing by
to get you ready for the holidays.
And save you time and trouble.
And guarantee!
That's right. Cut the dust.
And breathe cleaner air.
Capital does over 1,000 duct cleanings every year.
Yeah, now's the perfect time to get your ducts clean.
Before Capital's holiday rush starts. Let Capital Heating, Cooling, and Electric save your holidays and clean your ducts today. Schedule online at callcapitalcares.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The WIA working with a number of high schools around the area and, of course, doing Football Friday Night. All of you out there that are listening, thank you for all you do in supporting it. And yes, thank you to all of our media members and everyone that's involved with high school football around the state. It is such a great thing.
Division II, longtime playoff rivals, West De Pere and Rice Lake. Rice Lake won Division III last year, so they move up Division II. West De Pere, coached by Chris Greison, played quarterback in the Arena League. His son is the team's quarterback. The kid's amazing, the quarterback, Chris's son at West Appear. However, Rice Lake beat them 31-24. They beat New Richmond last week, revenged that conference loss, came back, beat West Appear tonight. Dave Tindall from WJMC Radio in Rice Lake calling this one. I thought Dave was retired, but he came back to call this game, and it's a good one to make your comeback. You and Mike Tyson making your comebacks tonight. How about that?
Well, I have a feeling that Iron Mike was probably a little warmer in his venue than we were in ours tonight. It was 39 degrees at game time here in Marshfield, but a big crowd on hand to see Rice Lake go for its second consecutive trip to Madison. It's third in the last 4 years, fourth in the last 8 years. The West Appear Phantoms trying to stop them. And as you mentioned, Patrick Grayson, the great junior quarterback of the Phantoms, who led the state this year in passing yardage and touchdowns, he was on display. Play, especially in the first half tonight, but the Warriors are able to put the clamps on him just in time, as we will see. Rice Lake got on the board in the first quarter on a 20-yard Jack Larson field goal to make it 3-0. The Phantoms came back on a 12-yard pass by Grayson to take the lead on a Jack Schaefer and Brandon Schaefer extra point kick, 7-3. And then the Warriors regaining the lead just minutes later on a 55-yard run by Tanner Koltemsky, and then a two-point conversion pass from Jake Boons to Connor Duran makes it 11-7, Rice Lake at the quarter. Second period, West Appear comes back. Another touchdown pass by Grayson. Schaefer's kick makes it 14-11, Phantoms. Warriors counter just two plays later after the kickoff and a 72-yard run up the gut by Lucas Peters. But the pass for two was no good. The score now Rice Lake 17-14. West Appear comes back on their next series, ending with a 5-yard run by Evan Ott. Schaefer's kick made it 21-17, West Appear. That's how we went to the half. But the Warriors under head coach Dan Hill made some adjustments in the second half, started putting more pressure on Grayson, and it paid off as they kept West Appear out of the end zone in the entire second half. Rice Lake taking the lead back on a 21-yard pass from Coons to Evan Strand. Coons' run for two made it 25-21 Rice Lake with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. West Appear came down, and then a 41-yard field goal from Brandon Schaefer, who is a finalist for the Stemke Award for the top punter or kicker in the state, and he made it a 41-yarder, made it 25-24. Rice Lake, though, still with the lead. We go into the fourth quarter. The Warriors with a long drive, ending on a 2-yard run for two for the score by Lucas Peters. But the pass for two into the end zone that would have made it a two-score game went incomplete. A possible pass interference call against West Appear was a no-call in that end zone that would have given Rice Lake another shot. So the score remained 31-24, giving the Phantoms one last chance to perhaps win it or at least send it to overtime with a touchdown and a successful conversion. They drove down to the Rice Lake 4-yard line and had a fourth down and three at the four, with Grayson then faking the handoff to Ott, rolling to his left, and the Warriors sacked him for the loss, and that ended the football game. Rice Lake advances to Madison for the second straight year. They will play Slinger next Friday, trying for their second consecutive state championship.
Dave, thank you.
Football Friday night.
Dave, yeah. Thank you very much filling in for John Roberts, who lost his voice. So Dave Tindall called out of retirement for WJMC Radio and then making an appearance here on the show. Rice Lake 31-24 over West Appear. They'll take on Slinger. That's a pretty good final right there.
Dave still sounds great. I'll tell you what, Chuck, interesting fact about this year's state championships. We do have two returning state champions, but neither is in the same division where they won the championship last year. You have Stratford moving from D6 to D5, and you have Rice Lake going from D3 to D2.
Oh, don't get me on that performance thing again. Let's get to the scoreboard. How about it? Division 1, it'll be Bayport making a trip for the first time since 2019, as we learned. So close in recent years, but they break the door down tonight, 34-27 over DC Everest. The Pirates will take on Muskego. Muskego 16-14 winners over Maguano. Muskego and Bayport in the Division I state championship game next Friday.
In Division II, it will be the Warriors of Rice Lake trying to defend their D3 championship from last year. In Division II, they make it back in D2 with a victory over West Appear tonight, 31-24. Their foe will be from the Milwaukee area, just like it was last year. Last year, they took on Grafton. This year, they'll take on the Owls of Slinger, who defeated Lake Geneva Badger tonight, 35-28.
All right, Division 3, Green Bay Notre Dame 41-21 over La Crosse Logan. Notre Dame takes on Catholic Memorial, 31-14 winners over Wisconsin Lutheran. Green Bay Notre Dame and Catholic Memorial in the Division 3 state finals next Friday.
Division 4 will be the last state championship game of Thursday night, and it will have Baldwin-Woodville going up against Racine St. Catharines. The Blackhawks of Baldwin-Woodville defeat Winneconne tonight, 40-16. Meanwhile, Racine St. Cats and that great defense of theirs knocks off a defending state champion in Aquinas, a team that is very familiar with going to Camp Randall, but they won't make it back this year. 12-6 was your final, as the Angels are headed to Madison.
All right, Division 5, Wrightstown, 47-16 over Northwestern. Wrightstown, the Division 5 state championship will be on the line, taking on Stratford, 26-25 winners over Prairie du Chien.
In Division 6 at Mike Webster Stadium in Rhinelander, it was the Grantsburg Pirates finally getting over the hump and earning the right to go to Camp Randall with a 34-29 win over Bondiwell. Meanwhile, they will take on Lomira. The clock struck midnight for the Belleville Wildcats as Chuck's Lomira Lions shut out the Wildcats to earn their first ever trip to the state championship. 36-0, Lomira punches their ticket.
Division 7, Edgar. Edgar moves on. They had one loss during the season, but, man, they're great. Jerry Sins, his 100th career playoff victory. 100 playoff wins. Unbelievable. Sins and Edgar win 21-20 over Boyceville. Edgar takes on Potosi-Cassville. Potosi-Cassville 26-15 victors over Kenosha St. Joe's.
We also have the 8-player state championship coming up tomorrow in Southwood County Stadium in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll have the Blackhawks of Owen Withy taking on the Titans of Lena St. Thomas Aquinas to decide our first football state championship of 8 that will be decided in 2024.
We do have one more reporter to get to. Division 5 Prairie du Chien. Well, they've had running clock in every game since week 3. Stratford, we know how good Stratford is. Stratford has won 24 straight games dating back to last year. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio in the Dells for this one. Who won between Prairie du Chien and Stratford tonight? Tyler, we'll leave you to give the suspense.
So Stratford pulls away at the very end, at the last minute. Let's go into the fourth quarter. It was 20-19. Stratford had the lead, but decided to throw deep in their own territory. Mason Hurd makes an interception for Prairie du Chien. Prairie du Chien gets the ball at Stratford's 49-yard line with 3:30 to go in the game, and they cap off a drive with a Bryce Lenzendorf touchdown run to give Prairie du Chien a 25-20 lead with a minute 19 to go in the game. And Stratford recovers a squib kick at their own 45. They drive 6 plays later. Chapel touchdown pass from quarterback Jack Tubbs with 39 seconds left in the game, making it 26-25. Prairie du Chien tried to heave it to get it into the end zone, but the ball was batted down. Prairie du Chien finishes the season with an 11-2 mark. Their two losses coming to two reigning state champions from last year by a combined 3 points. And Stratford, as you said, going to state for the third consecutive year, moving up one weight class to Division 5.
And Tyler, thank you all season long for coming on. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio. Stratford did it again tonight, Fife.
Yeah, Stratford, one of 5 unbeaten teams that will be in Madison for the state championship. Slinger in D2, Notre Dame in D3, Racine St. Cats in D4, Potosi-Cassville in D7, and the Tigers, they are in Division 5. Again, moving up one division this year, but they will get the chance to try and defend.
Well, that's it. That is it. Everything is all set. There's going to be 4 state championship games on Thursday, 7-4, and then 3, 2, and 1. One gets underway right around 4 o'clock or so, and that'll be it. We'll see if there's a snowstorm next week, like there usually is.
I mean, there has been at times. Yeah. I still talk about the legendary state championship game between Kimberly and Arrowhead, yeah, where Kimberly came from down 42-21 to end up winning that state championship 49-42. Records galore set in that game. It all starts on Thursday at 10 a.m., Division 7. Scheduled start times for the rest of the game, and we need to say scheduled. 1 p.m. for D6, yep, 4 p.m. for D5, and 7 p.m. for D4. Then 10 a.m. on Friday with D3, 1 p.m. for D2, and 4 p.m. for D1, Chuck.
Want to thank Spencer Williams, also Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, Hunter Baumgart sat in with us, produced for those 3 guys, produced all the shows this year. You and I, Dan, we're here every week. And we're kind of like Cal Ripken. We're here every week. We don't miss a show.
Chuck, this was our fifth year of doing the show, and I hope that there are many more to come. I adore working this show, and it has been great working with you these last 5 years. I want to do it 5 more, 10 more, 15 more.
We're back next year. There's no question about it. Great response around the state. The network loves us, and you and I coming back. Thanks, man. And what you do, your main role, one of your roles on the show, is get the scoreboard. I mean, that's tough. You're digging out these scores. It's just been amazing.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Be a fan.
For Dan Pfeiffer, Chuck Freeman, you've been listening to Football Friday Night. We'll see you next season.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson.